There's the snap. Looking to pass to his left. His complete to number 10 on the screen pass, Morrison, who has the first down.
Get out of bounds.
And is out of bounds at the 46-yard line with 5.5 seconds left. So the clock stops right there. Move the chains. First down for Vassar. They're still 55, maybe 54 yards away from the end zone. They have one more chance here.
I know this is a complete passing situation given the circumstance, but Vassar is having a lot more success passing the ball than running the ball. I'd like to see them pass it a lot more in the second half, even on first and second downs.
Lakers coming out in the prevent D. Their defensive backs, three of them, are back at the 35-yard line. Vassar at their own 45. A little bit of low snap coming in with pressure. Pratt launches this one all the way down to about the 10-yard line. This one's going to be picked off by Lakers, and he is slammed down. That is number 11, Brendan Wisner, slammed down by number 12, Tyler Humpert, practically like it was a fair catch, and he just completely forgot about the halo. So that will end the first half with Lakers leading 22-6 over the Vassar Vulcans in the Greater Thumb West Showdown here in Vassar, Michigan. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Coming up on your halftime show, Mike Meisner and Clark Ramsey will take you through that first half and break down all the details. Your home for high school football is WLEW Sports.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $8.95. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.95. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with the water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun. Mount and bore sight scopes and even custom sight in service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 4th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day-only open house pricing. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to the Marching Vulcans on halftime on WLAW Sports. Enjoy the sweet sounds of the Vassar Marching Band. That's the marching band from Vassar High School. The Marching Vulcans here and during your halftime show on WLEW Sports. Lakers leads 22-6 right now. And Lakers actually has never trailed in this game, actually coming out to a 16-0 lead. The first score of the night came with 4:27 left in the first quarter. Terrence Dubes ran in from 5 yards out on 10 plays. And Dustin Cady 2-point conversion was good, making it 8-0. In the second quarter, Lakers strikes again with 9:52 left in the first half. Diaz Reyes with a 1 yard run. 2 point conversion was good. And that drive was started with a Taylor Fall interception. That drive lasted 9 plays. 16-0 Lakers. Then Vassar with 6:14 left in the first half. Pratt runs in from 10 yards for a touchdown after 2 fumbles on 6 plays. And his 2-point conversion was no good, makes it 16-6. And with 16 seconds before halftime, Dustin Cadian for the keeper. 2-point conversion was no good, making it 22-6 at halftime on a 10-play drive that covered 96 yards. Mike Meisner, what were your thoughts from that first half?
My thoughts in the first half is Vassar's got to do a better job of taking advantage of opportunities. They've driven the ball down the field offensively. I believe, what are the total yards by both offenses?
Vassar on offense tonight has 24 plays for 120 yards, whereas the Laker offense has 29 plays for 219 yards.
Okay, so it has been definitely more Lakers, but offensively I don't think that Vassar has been awful. I just think the 2 turnovers killed them. When Lakers had that bad punt, Lakers is a team that when they screw up, it doesn't happen often. You have to take advantage of that. They started with the ball on the 45-yard line, and they actually went to a 3-and-out. Had a good punt themselves and pinned Lakers down to the 4, and Lakers came all the way down the field and scored just before half. So it wasn't a good way to end the half, plus Lakers is getting the ball in the second half. I think Vassar absolutely 100% has to make a stop on this first drive. If Lakers scores on this first possession, it's going to get down on Vassar's momentum. The team camaraderie is going to get down, and I think it's going to end up separating quite a bit, and I think Lakers is going to come away with a big win if they score on this first drive.
As far as the Vassar Vulcan offense, 17 plays rushing for 51 yards, 7 plays passing for 69 yards, so some balance there there for 24 plays of offense for 120 yards, throwing three returns and special teams for 13 yards for 27 plays and 133 all-purpose yards. Three penalties for 20 yards on Vassar.